when we've had these problems in the past, when coffee leaf rust was found in Hawaii and we knew prices are going to go up, I called every single one of our customers and had a phone call with them, said, you can expect prices to go up by this amount this year. I need to encourage you to raise your own prices, and I need to explain to you why I can't negotiate on this.
This episode is proudly brought to you by Mapper Forward's workshop, It's Time to Become a Coffee Consultant. Learn how to diversify your revenue streams and create freedom from your day job while saying goodbye to that alarm clock forever by becoming a consultant within the coffee industry or directly to consumers who have shifted towards home brewing and home roasting. Protect your income from challenging times in the coffee value chain by taking this course today. Go to mapperforward.coffee/workshops or click the link in the show notes for details. Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward, friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and we are 13,000 hours into... folks, let me tell you how great the quality of conversation is with Madeline. We have been in conversation. It's now almost midnight. We started having this conversation at about 7 p.m. my time. And we talked and talked and talked about the industry for all of that time. So usually it takes about 2 hours to record this series for this podcast. Not with us two. So this is episode 5 of a 5-part series, the final, unfortunately, episode in this series. And in this series, we've been talking about the conversations that we should be having in the coffee industry. And when I go on forums in the coffee industry, or I read Reddit threads, or I read, like, where are all the questions asked in the coffee industry? This one question is the most asked question. And I think it's right that it's the most asked question. I just wish the answers were better. And the question is, how much should I be selling my coffee for? Madeline, you are a small business owner. You own you co-own a roastery, and you employ people, and you buy green coffee, and you participate in a lot of the parts of the supply chain. So when I ask you this question, and you have clients that you sell to who sell cups of coffee, right? They buy your roast of coffee. When somebody says to you, how much should I be selling my cup of coffee for? How do you approach answering that?
Most of the time I say you need to raise your prices. Felt way bad.
Okay.
And then just saying, what's your P&L look like? You know, what are your costs?
Exactly. Like, folks, that's the only response. When somebody says, how much should I be selling my coffee for? We should be saying the same thing to roasters and to cafe owners as we should be saying to producers. What's your cost of production? How much does it cost you to make this? And this goes to the heart of what I think is the main conversation that we need to be having in this industry right now, because we are an industry that has such a low barrier to entry that people think that they'll figure that part of it out, the business part of it out later, and they never get there because they're so busy building this business. Why do you think that this is where we got to? Why are we in crisis mode at the 11th hour? People are still delusionally believing that everything's going to be fine, and we still don't know how to calculate the cost of production for coffee, whether it be green coffee, roasted coffee, or a cup of coffee.
You said it yourself too, right? We want to start this business. I can figure that out later. I need to get this thing up and running. I need to set everything up and just, what's the current market price? Great. I'm going to just set it at that. Let's just go with it and run with it for a while, and then we'll figure it out later. And that opportunity doesn't come. Things don't calm down for you to then finally open up the books and figure out the math. And I have to say, like, it took us a while to figure that out too. Mm. And you think you know the answer, and then you realize, wait a minute, I'm also paying health insurance. I'm also paying unemployment insurance. I'm also paying workers' comp, all of these other extra costs that go into the cost of me producing a pound of coffee. Mm-hmm. Because I pay those costs for my employees. It's not just the hourly rate that you're paying them or the salary that you're paying them. It's not just the rent on your space. You know, it is so much more. There are so many other things that you need to consider and factor into your cost analysis to then understand, where do I actually need to be pricing my products and my services? And it's hard, right? It's hard to like comb through everything. And people, again, we shy away from things that are hard.
Mm.
It's not a fun task. There's nothing shiny about it. But the payoff for having that information and that knowledge about your own business or about the business that you're operating, that is so valuable, because then you can also stand with more confidence in saying, this is the price for this product. This is the price for my time. This is the price for that service. And I can back it up. Here you go. Here's why. If you really want to know why, you're really going to push back.
I want to bring the consumer into that conversation. Mm-hmm. Because what most people are going to turn around and say is, I can't charge that for a cup of coffee because the consumer won't pay. How do we help that?
Yeah, there's a few things. I think we don't give the consumer enough credit sometimes. There was one year, I don't even remember what year this was, but I was telling every single cafe that we work with, you need to raise your prices. You need to raise mm-hmm. your prices. We're raising our prices. You need to raise your prices. And everybody was like, oh, I don't know though. Our like customer base, et cetera, all of these things. I remember checking back in with those cafe owners.
Yeah. Mm.
And they were just like, the only person who noticed was the person who pays an exact cash, like the exact change every single time they come in and get their coffee.
Mm.
And they noticed, oh, it's a quarter more. Okay, I have to pay on credit card because I didn't bring an extra quarter with me today. But the vast majority of people said that there wasn't big pushback. And also right now, the cost of everything is going up. So I think now more than ever, consumers even expect it.
Mm.
And the another problem tied to this where with a fear about, you know, pricing out your customer base and your consumers is, again, companies who cut corners, who are willing to, yeah, have a cheaper product and be that cheaper option, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably not the customer you want anyway. Because if they're just looking for the cheapest product that they can find, they can go buy Folgers.
And they will eventually. Once the cost of living crisis gets so bad, mm-hmm. that's where they will go. But
yeah.
I mean, this kind of leans itself into like when we were talking in the last episode, I think, about like the health of the stakeholders, right?
Yeah.
The health of the consumer is an important part of the stakeholders of our supply chain. And that's a legitimate thing that's happening right now. That world champion that I mentioned earlier in this series that went to a producer and said, mm. I need you to reduce the price of your coffee. The reason that they gave for that was that they were saying the cost of living crisis is squeezing our consumer and mm-hmm. it's squeezing us. And so we need to figure out how to stay alive as a business. Like the fact that they fucking went to the producer. They transferred this problem onto the producer is the disgusting part of this. Rather than mm-hmm. assessing the health of the consumer,
Mm-hmm.
And either creating another revenue stream within the business that did
mm-hmm.
help the consumer to help, mm-hmm. you know, absorb the shock of losing that, so that you prevent mm-hmm. losing that customer. But
yeah.
this is a legitimate thing in this industry that we're not really understanding right now, is
yeah.
what is the health of the consumer? Here in Dubai, have I ever told you what the price of an average latte costs here?
No.
Dubai has figured out how to charge for coffee. Industry standard price here, $9.
Hmm.
Standard. Everywhere you go,
yeah,
it is accepted that that's how much you're going to pay for a latte.
Awesome.
And this is why I think if here the business owners can figure out a few other things about the business model, this will be the place that teaches the rest of the world how to run businesses. We're a saturated yeah. market. Those equipment manufacturers that I was mentioning in previous episodes, they have done a complete job on this region.
Yes, sir.
But that's something that we're going to work on fixing anyway. But my point is, how are we meeting this question of what price should I be selling my coffee for with the other question of what is the health of the consumer? How yeah. legitimate do you think that is something to explore for a business owner?
I think it comes from understanding and knowing your market.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the start, right? Knowing your market, who is your actual customer? Have you chosen your customer, or have you kind of just allowed it to be whoever randomly happens to find you?
Mm-hmm.
And then, wait, I'm trying to even just like form my own thoughts around this idea. I think, you know, for years we've talked about education to the end consumer too. I have my doubts about whether or not that's effective. Mm. I have my doubts about whether or not that's effective for a long time. And at the same time, you find that consumers do have like an affinity for certain brands or cafes.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't just happen. That is an actual effort that those businesses have made mm-hmm. to connect consumers in their market. And if you have a strong foundation with those folks, those customers, have good communication with them through your branding, through your daily interactions with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be possible to like explain to them why things are the way they are and talk to them about like, how can we like, I guess, collaborate on this together?
Mm-hmm.
How can I meet your needs while also meeting my own needs?
Mm.
And not like suffering through it, right? Just to make sure I still have you as a customer.
Mm.
And I'm like grasping at it and just desperation is what that
yeah.
ends up.
And being reactive.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's really profound, actually.
And I just think we need to be more upfront about these things with our customers, whether that's, you know, the grower to the green buyer, being upfront with the green buyer as their customer, you know, the buyer to the roaster. Here's the reality of the situation. There's a lot of fluff, I think, in the industry versus mm. having real conversations with people. And when we've had these problems in the past, when Coffee Leaf Rust was found in Hawaii and we knew prices are going to go up,
mm-hmm.
I called every single one of our customers and had a phone call with them, said, you can expect prices to go up by this amount this year. I need to encourage you to raise your own prices, and I need to explain to you why I can't negotiate on this. This is what it is. When the fires in Maui happened, mm-hmm. and the largest farm on that island lost their warehouse, their processing facility, and their retail storefront, they have no coffee to sell anybody. They're the only farm on that island that could do volume. Told every single one of our customers, every quarter, sending out an email to every single one of our customers, we're not going to have this coffee soon. Just an FYI. Mm-hmm. This is going to run out soon. And if we create, because we use that coffee in a couple of blends, basically, anything that we replace this with, A, is going to be different. And if we decide to have it all be a Hawaii coffee blend still, the price is going to be higher. Mm-hmm. And you have to be aware of that. I don't know what the price is going to be yet. We haven't made decisions yet, but be prepared. Please know this is what we're dealing with. And all of our customers have known this for more than 6 months. And now I'm setting up meetings with people. Okay, let's work together to create something that's beneficial for us and you.
These are hard conversations to have.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for conversations like that?
I don't know. I have these.
You're not scared of having hard conversations.
Yeah, I guess I'm lucky also to have these relationships where I am like, come to our space, come taste a couple of different blends with us together and help us make this decision.
Mm. Yeah, you involve people in the process.
Yeah. Let's talk about what these different options look like price-wise. Does this work for you? No? Okay, we need to go this other route then. Great.
Does that soften the blow?
We'll see. You know, okay. This process specifically is going to be new. But for me, when I was reaching out to specific customers of ours, one of them was very responsive and receptive and was like, let's go about it this route. Yes, I'd love to come taste a couple of different options with you. We'll worry about the price on our end. You know?
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And also, like, that person is a fucking rad human being who just knows how to, like,
yeah,
this is what it is. This is what we have to work with. We need more people like that. Yeah, it's, I think that we're out of fear. A lot of us in the industry don't tell the full story out of fear of not looking successful enough.
Mm.
And everybody wants to put on a show of, we're making enough money, we're good.
But you're not, like, they're not.
It's not the reality.
It's not the reality of it. You know, it's so funny, right? As you're talking, I'm thinking, well, we know that inflation is real and it's not transitory. We know, like, transitory was a couple of years ago that they were spinning that shit, and now they're bringing it back and saying, anyway. But my point is that businesses like bars and restaurants and supermarkets and internet providers and all of those kinds of things are aware that we are in an inflationary environment.
Mm-hmm.
Because somehow in coffee we've landed as the businesses who are charity cases for some, like, we feel like we need to take care of the community, and we can't possibly put the price of a latte up. How cruel would that be? While we're mulling over that, your bar is increasing the price of their wine and beer. Restaurants are increasing the price of avo toast and their pennies that they're releasing every other month. Your internet provider is increasing the price of the internet. Movie tickets are going up. Fun parks are going up. Everybody else has already taken the pay increase that a person got. With the rest, there's nothing left. So that's because we take so long to jump on the bandwagon of understanding that this is what needs to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I think one of the biggest disservices we do to ourselves as companies in this industry is looking at other companies and trying to mirror their price structure where.
Right. That's not the way to price your coffee. No. No. Madeline, we have completely failed at keeping any of these episodes under 15 minutes. We apologize, folks. We apologize.
But not really.
But not really at all. Thank you, my friend. This was an awesome, awesome conversation, both on air and off air. You're an asset to our industry. I hope that we get the honor of keeping you in this industry for as long as possible. Where can people find out about you and about PCR and connect with you and look at your Instagram reels so that they can see what you said about SCA Expo?
You can find me on Instagram. It's madeline.mlg. I do have a private account. And if I don't see that we have any mutuals, I probably won't accept your friend request. Sorry. They're LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. And PCR's outlets and stuff too. You can come find us. You can hit me up through our Instagram there. That is obviously a public account, PCR.coffee. But those are kind of the ways and places to find me.
Links will be in the show notes. Don't be shy, folks. A lot of you are. And you wait 2 years later, then you see Madeline at a show and then you'll say something. Connect with her. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Come back again soon, I hope. And I hope that I see you in Dubai next year around World of Coffee. Will you do us the honor of signing off this episode for us?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Peace, love, and peanut butter.
Have an amazing rest of your day, everyone. Bye, everyone. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, friends. Please don't forget to show us some love by subscribing, liking, commenting, and most of all, sharing this podcast with your friends. Check the show notes for links, including our sponsors and our Patreon. And stay tuned for more great conversations on The Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward.